look at this Giants team now, how different are they, especially offensively, than the team you prepared for about a month ago?
Well, I think the team that you saw us play in December is the team that has been present this whole playoff run. It's just, you know, a team that had a lot of momentum going into that game, and it used a lot of situations that came out positive for them in that game and just used it and carried them on through the playoffs.
How about Eli Manning? He seemed to, like, morph into a different quarterback in the...
You know, it's all about, you know, the NFL is you can go either way. You can go in a bad swing with momentum or a good swing, you know. And like I said, they just used him and that team just continually building momentum throughout the playoffs, the victories, you know, simplifying the offense, hitting the easy routes and making big plays off that.
How much does confidence play into it, do you think?
It plays a lot, man. It plays a lot into the whole season. You know, confidence. Confidence gets you victories in this league. Where, you know, going out there knowing that you can do it day in and day out, and you know, play after play, it speaks volumes about your play and about the team, and it just helps with the momentum.
What type of challenge does Plaxico present for you, a receiver that size?
A big receiver. You know, big bodies over there. You know, not necessarily just him, but everybody over there. You know, big bodies. Want to be physical, want to intimidate, want to go up and catch the ball. Like I said, you just have to understand what they're trying to do and how they're trying to do it.
How much does facing him just a month ago help you?
It helps a lot, because now you can use that game for film study, for practice. What did you do wrong in that game? And then also taking the positives out, you know, when he wasn't catching the ball or when the ball wasn't thrown his way, what were you doing not allowing that?
Defensively, do you guys kind of have a chip on your shoulder this week going into this game, whereas... You played well enough to win last time, but offensively they were pretty successful against you.
Not necessarily a chip, man. Like I said, what happened in December, that was two totally different teams. You know, not any excuses or anything like that, but like I said, the playoffs is a little different. Obviously, the Super Bowl is much different. You know, going into that game, a lot of key factors that helped that game be the way it is on both sides of the ball and for both teams. But you can't go into it like that. You take it for what it's worth and just worry about the Super Bowl.
What did you think about, Tom, with the cast and without the cast? Was that much to do about nothing?
That has nothing to do with me, man. Next question.
Would you say that game got a little chippy the last time you guys played?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's the end of the season. We had a lot at stake. They wanted to end that perfect season or whatever, this and that. And, you know, just the whole hype behind it, the media, broadcast on so many televised stations, whatever. And, you know, just it just had a lot going into it. You could have a mini Super Bowl or something like that. I don't know.
What's that tell you about the personality of their team, though, that they came at you so hard in that last game when they already had sewed up their wild card berth?
You know, just being a competitor. It's not necessarily the team, but the individuals. If you're in this league and, you know, you're worth anything or you consider yourself to be worth anything, you want to compete all the time. You know, not shut it down at the end of the season just because you have something. I think both teams do that as far as the Patriots and the Giants go. And, you know, that's pretty much how I carry out my life, and a lot of guys in this locker room and throughout the league carry their life, being very competitive.
Can you guys keep yourself from getting caught up in all the talk? And obviously they like to talk quite a bit.
You just through trial and error by looking at other people's mistakes, you know, understanding that, you know, all that talking, it doesn't do anything. And, you know, just coming to your senses. Common sense tells you, you know, you can sit here and you can jaw all day, but in between the white lines, you know, it's kind of like boxers, you know, all that stuff they do and all that stuff they say, and then you see a completely different person in the ring. And then afterwards they're hugging, talking about how much money they done got, you know, beef sales, you know, whatever. It doesn't matter, man. It's, like I said, you have to take care of it in between the lines.
Getting back to the big receivers, especially Plaxico, what is the most important thing for you when facing a guy like that?
Technique. Great technique. You can't make mistakes on big guys like that. When the ball's in the air, you have to be you know, aware of your body, what position you're in, and not allow him to get himself in a body position where he can box you out. Things kind of almost like basketball, rebounding, things like that, where, you know, he already has the size advantage, but don't give him anything else.
So you want to front him.
Yeah, always trying to front him, always just doing anything not to allow his body to get in your way.